Judge places boy in custody of mother who supports his alleged desire to live as girl. By Penny Starr on August 9, 2021. Judge Mary Brown of the 301st Judicial District Court of Dallas County, Texas, has granted Ann Jorgula's full custody of her 8-year son who she says wants to live as a girl. The mother supports his medical transition. Jorgula's has been a custody fight with her ex-husband, Jeff Younger, who has said he wants his son to remain his son. Jorgula's argues that her son identifies as a girl and wants to be called Luna. Christian Today reported on the legal development, including that his twin brother Jude would also remain with his mother. The ruling gives Jorgula's exclusive control over their primary place of residence, education, extracurricular activities, counseling and medical treatment with the exception of hormone suppression therapy, puberty blockers, or transgender reassignment surgery. Younger has been granted only supervised visitation rights. The prior orders that Ms. Jorgula's must notify Mr. Younger of doctors, counseling, or mental health appointments, or extracurricular activities for the children are lifted, Brown wrote in the memorandum ruling. In an effort to ensure the emotional well-being and physical safety of the children, the court orders that all of Mr. Younger's possession periods shall be continuously supervised by forensic counseling services at Mr. Younger's sole cost and expense, Brown wrote. The National Review reported on the dispute between the parents. The high-profile custody case has played out publicly for years as Jorgula's has insisted that her son identifies as a girl named Luna. Younger has disagreed, saying that James chooses to present himself as a boy at his house, even though he keeps feminine clothes in his son's closet as an option. Jorgula's claims that James chose the name Luna after expressing the desire to be a girl at young age by showing a preference for female pronouns and Disney princesses. However, Younger argues that James's transgender status is contrived, and says he has a video of James as a 3-year-old saying that mommy told him he was a girl. The ruling says that Younger failed to timely make the payments of child support, medical support and interest as ordered and only paid his past due support after the motion for enforcement was filed. This is not about the child's gender issues, Jorgula's attorney, Jessica Janicek, said, according to the Texan, the National Review reported. This is just a high-conflict custody case, and you're going to hear a lot of issues with regards to Jeff's parenting abilities. To downplay that this is but for the gender issue is absolutely misleading and wrong, Younger's attorney David Henshin said. This is all about the gender issue in this case. And it's about the parents' ability to cope with and deal with this situation. When the child is brought to the counselors, the child comes from the mother's custody and is always dressed up as a little girl. Dad only has possession on Fridays, and neither of the two professionals have office hours on Fridays. And so he thinks, and I would agree with him, that it's really quite unfair that the presentation of the child to the counseling system is only done under the auspices and control of one parent, Henshin said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.